I give concentration to my body. I give concentration to my body. I give thought to my body. I give choice to my body. And as I do this, I experience it. So, what is all this about? I give concentration to my body. I think to myself, I have a nice body, it works. I enjoy getting around and doing things. I can stand up and sit down and do all the things that are pleasing to be done. Yes, I can do those things. But what sort of concentration am I giving to my body? Everyone feels that they're not quite at peace with their body. They may be fat, or they may be afraid of getting fat. They may be having some illness or some incident in their body that makes them feel uncomfortable. And as they have this experience going on in their body, they feel that life's not quite doing for them what they want done. All sorts of ideas come to us about how to approach our weight of our body, how to approach the problems of our body. And all this well-meaning talk, as one author put it, about obesity isn't doing any good. On the contrary, she says, it has inspired damaging side effects, including food and weight preoccupations, eating disorders, stress, and discrimination. Yes, the very stress can initiate or aggravate obesity-related conditions that are not pleasant to have, helping to explain why these conditions of diabetes and hypertension are often associated with weight. Now, what does this author tell us to do? The author says, the solution? Dump the focus on weight. Dispense with food rules and calorie restrictions. Tune into the body's natural hunger signals and relearn which foods are satisfying. Move in ways that feel good. Randomized controlled studies lead nowhere. It's something that we do for ourselves. It's something that we do to ourselves. And we do it by concentrating on our body. Our body has the intelligence to do all of the magical things it does, of digestion, of hormones, and all of the enzymes, and all of the things that go on in the body. Our body has the capacity to take charge of those things and do them wonderfully, beautifully, and perfectly. Our body is designed to be a magic house. It has so many wonderful things in our digestion, in our lungs, in our heart, in our stomach, in all the areas of our body. So, if we concentrate on our body, we can concentrate on the problem that we might be experiencing, or we can concentrate on what is our ideal beingness. Our ideal body knows exactly what to do at all times with every organ, action, function of our body. Our body was created with the ability to even create the vitamins that we need. Everything in our body is created to take care of itself. Little children sometimes have their mother's milk, which helps them to do this, to develop those things within them. But that's just an area where it's beneficial. And it's not so much a matter of the mother's milk being beneficial to the child as the mother's love and attention being beneficial to the child. I give concentration to my body, and when I give concentration to my body, I bring about things in my body that are beneficial to me. I don't look at the areas of my body where they are not cooperating. I look at the areas of my body where they are cooperating. And as I look at the areas where they are cooperating, I recognize that many, maybe the majority of the areas of my body are doing everything perfect. Now, why is it that some areas get off base a little bit? Well, that's because I allow myself to be damaged by the side effects of thinking about what food does for me and what weight does to me and what disorders and stress and discrimination do to me and all those things. I allow my attention to be on the side effects rather than on the main effect. The main effect of concentration on my body is to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I am a happy, fulfilled person. Now, are you a happy, fulfilled person? Are you a person who really enjoys your body? Are you a person that has every organ, action, function of your body perfect right now? Are you that kind of person? If you are, then you're giving concentration to your body in a positive, wonderful, demonstrative way. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. And that's the beauty of you. Now, the choice is to continue giving positive concentration to my body. I give this positive concentration to my body because regardless of the articles that appear in major magazines like Discover, where Linda Bacon writes this article, Health at Any Size, Why Diets Are Harmful and Counterproductive. Wonderful as the article is, and noteworthy as it is, it reminds us only of one thing. Dump the negative focus and take the positive focus. Tune into the body's natural attitudes of perfection and relearn the foods that are satisfying. Move in ways that feel good. She's saying those things because in her work, she has run across so many people who are moving in ways that are not feeling good for them. They're doing things that are not feeling good for them. And because they're doing things that are not feeling good for them, they're getting results that are not good for them. I give concentration to my body. So I say, I like me, 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 I like me. Walk, talk, think, dance, live. Why does a ballerina feel so gracious and so wonderful? Because she's moving with the flow of the music. Now, she may not even hear the music physically. She may hear it mentally because many times she's practicing her steps and she's practicing her footwork. She's practicing her flow and she has the music in her soul. She has the music in her heart and she flows with it. And her body is just a living example of the perfection. She eats properly, she lives properly, she gives herself the sleep that she feels is beneficial to her body, she gives herself all the things that she feels is beneficial to her body. She does not go out and eat things that are not beneficial just because everybody else is doing it. She does not go out and spend her time and take away her energy in any activity that is not concentrating on the benefit of her beautiful body that is dancing as a ballerina. She is doing this from the very beginning. From the very beginning, baseball stars, they concentrate on their body. They eat right. They live right. They think right. They may do some contrary things for their benefit, but basically they're thinking right, basically they're living right, basically they're doing everything to the benefit of their body because they know that their body is the tool that must do the work. And yet they must be fearless as they dash through the sports fields and bumping into each other and doing things. They must be fearless that they're not going to be hurt. Not that they're fearless, they're not going to be hurt. They are fearless because they are surrounded by this shield of love, this shield of desire to go and do what they want to do, to be the athlete they want to be. And they do that quite nicely. They do that quite powerfully. It's only when they feel sorry for themselves, it's only when they feel a lack of self-confidence in some way or other that they begin to have problems with their body. Their body says, oh, you don't like yourself. Oh, you don't think you can do it. Oh, well, let's prove to yourself that you can't do it. You don't have the energy. You don't have the skill. You don't have the genius to accomplish the things you want to do. Well, as Linda tells us, dump the weight focus. Dump the focus on rules and restrictions that are of no benefit to you. Tune in to the signals that are of benefit to you. And the signals that are of benefit to us are the signals that say, I am whole and perfect. My body is a beautiful, wonderful, magnificent thing, and I know it. Then I concentrate on it. I concentrate on the fact, yes, enumerate all the good things that the body is. My body is breathing beautifully. I breathe deep and I breathe beautifully. My body is in balance. I am harmonious. I can stand on my tippy toes and I can walk on a line on the ground, or I could walk on a cable. I have exquisite balance. I am always in balance. I am always in harmony. As I say these things about myself, as I alert myself to these things, I give concentration to my body, and my body responds to that concentration by saying, you're right, you're right, you are good, you are wonderful. And as I choose to do these things, my body says, yes. The gymnasts and the men who walk on tightrope, the men who do all these things and the women who do all these things, the magical beings that they are, we look at them as oh, and we're fearful for them. And they will not allow our fearfulness for them to touch them, because if it does, they'll fall. If it does, their gymnastic talent will be out of balance. They have to be so one-pointed in their gymnastic training that they can accomplish it. Now, as we are capable and do, as we are living so confident in our talent that we do our talent exquisitely, we can give that same exquisite concentration to our body and say, my body is whole and perfect. My body is beautiful. Every organ, action, function, my body knows what to do. Hey, body, you got billions, trillions, quadrillions stem cells being born in the entire body every single moment, and waiting, these cells are waiting to be told what to do. And so they're told by the other cells in the body, the older cells who've been there for a while and what they have been experiencing. And that's not the thing. They need to hear fresh from us our thought that says, I like me. I'm whole and perfect. I concentrate on my body and its perfection, its reality, its goodness. And I concentrate on that. That's what I experience. It's totally my choice, totally my desire for myself, and the only thing that matters. And as it's the only thing that matters and my choice for myself, I do it in a very loving, glorious way that cannot be in any way limiting. It's unlimiting, and I am unlimited. I give concentration to my body, and my body says, yep, that's true. Yep, that's who you are. Yep, you're wonderful. Yep, you're fantastic. And I am fantastic. I give no thought to any negativity at any point in my life, ever, ever. As I give concentration to my body in a positive, dynamic, marvelous way, so my body responds that way. As I give concentration to everything in my life in a positive, dynamic way, everything in my life responds to it. And it is good and very good. It is wonderful. It is peaceful. It is glorious. Join me and give concentration to your body and tell your body just how wonderful it is, and the stem cells that are in there are going to jump in and say, okay, we're wonderful, we're fantastic, and they will put a new cause. And the old stem cells, the old cells that are no longer stem cells, they're conditioned cells, the old cells will say, hey, here comes a new sparkle, new life, new attitude. Yep, I give concentration to my body, and my body is fantastic. My body is glorious. My body is wonderful. My body is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yes, we take that choice, and we do that activity, and we get the results. Join me on this wonderful parade of results. I love you. I love you. I love you.